This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas freed 12 more hostages, and Israel released 30 Palestinian prisoners on Tuesday, the fifth day of an extended six-day truce between the militant Palestinian group and Israel in the Gaza war. The UN Palestinian Refugee Agency said it had scaled up its aid delivery in the northern part of Gaza during the humanitarian pause. The humanitarian situation remains catastrophic and requires predictable, continuous aid to alleviate the unbearable suffering of people in Gaza, said the UNRWA. A video released by the agency on Tuesday showed staff working with aid trucks loaded with humanitarian supplies, including food, medicines, and fuel, meant to be delivered to Gaza and North governance on the fifth day of an extended six-day truce in the Gaza war. Ukraine seems to be struggling to bolster its army as the war against Russian invaders drags towards the two-year mark, meaning little reprieve for some of those already in service. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
When Antonina Danilovich's husband, Alexander, enlisted in the Ukrainian army in March 2022, he lined up at the draft office alongside swathes of patriotic countrymen. She says those crowds are now non-existent. Danilovich and 25,000 others signed a petition to President Volodymyr Zelensky this autumn. They say military service cannot remain open-ended and insist troops be given a clear timeline for when they'll be discharged. The campaign has included two small protests in Kyiv's main square in recent weeks, despite martial law prohibiting public demonstrations since the start of the war.
That's Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. This is VOA News. Hungary has threatened to block European Union aid for Ukraine and veto EU membership amid a spiraling dispute between Budapest and Brussels over blocked COVID recovery funds and rule of law. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the EU Council president traveled to Hungary in a bid to calm relations ahead of a crucial December summit.
Brussels released $1 billion of the frozen funds last week in an effort to overcome Hungary's objections, but it's not clear if that will be enough. EU heads of state are due to meet December 14th to discuss opening formal talks on Ukraine's membership application. Hungary has said there is no way those talks can proceed with a country at war and has urged Kyiv to seek peace talks with Moscow. Ukraine has said it will not open negotiations until Russian forces leave its territory. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Sierra Leone's government said on Tuesday attacks on several locations in the capital Freetown on Sunday were a failed attempt to overthrow the government, led mostly by bodyguards of former President Ernest Bai Koumoura. The West African nation's information minister and the chief of defense told a news conference the former president could not be directly linked to the plot, but investigations were ongoing. Gunmen attacked a military barracks, a prison, and other locations on Sunday, freeing about 2,200 inmates and killing more than 20 people, said authorities in the West African country. By Monday, calm had returned. The death toll from floods that have devastated many parts of Kenya has almost doubled to 120, a government official said on Tuesday. More than 89,000 households have also been displaced and are being sheltered in over 112 camps, a top interior ministry official said in a statement. Kenya and its Horn of Africa neighbors, Somalia and Ethiopia, are battling flash floods caused by torrential rains. A rare gathering of current and former U.S. presidents and first ladies came together to honor former first lady Rosalynn Carter, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
She had met kings and queens.
Son Chip said she was, of course, around presidents, others in power, but she was most comfortable with the vulnerable, people who needed help.
My mom spent most of her life in love with my dad.
Amy Carter read from a letter Jimmy Carter wrote Rosalynn 75 years ago while he was off in the Navy.
Every time I have ever been away from you, I have been thrilled when I returned to discover just how wonderful you are.
And that he falls in love with her all over again.
Goodbye, darling. Until tomorrow, Jimmy.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And I'm Joe Ramsey.